Yeah, we do welcome families of all different faith backgrounds. You know, they may choose ASA for another reason, like our small class sizes or closer relationships with teachers, that kind of thing. You know, they'll ask questions about what we're teaching in faith class, and, you know, I just present it as this is a learning opportunity for you to learn about what Orthodox Christians believe. And I've also seen the trend of having families come in who are not familiar with Orthodoxy, but then through their experience in the school, learn more about it and become interested in it.
Welcome to another edition of Come Receive the Light from the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Mike Trout. That was Renee Rice, the principal of Agia Sophia Academy in Beaverton, Oregon, and we're going to talk to Renee today about that academy. She is a native to the Great Pacific Northwest and attended Seattle Pacific University and received a BA in Integrated Studies. She also has minor degrees in both mathematics and psychology. Conducting the interview today will be our regular guest host, Father Gregory Joyce, the rector at St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Saline, Michigan.
Of all the holy works, the education of children is the most holy. St. Theophon the Recluse says this. Renee, we look forward to hearing more about an Orthodox Christian school. They are so few and far between. Welcome to Orthodox Christian Network.
Thank you for having us, Father Gregory.
Tell us what makes Agia Sophia Academy different from other educational institutions.
Right. Well, there are a lot of factors that set us apart, but of course in our area and in Oregon, we are the only Orthodox Christian elementary school, and so this alone is a very defining characteristic and brings a lot of people to us. We're 100% school, but we're also a ministry as well to the families that we serve. And beyond that, our academics are quite advanced and diverse, even compared to like our local private school options as well. So many of our students, when they graduate, they're entering into academically advanced programs. We also teach many specialist areas like modern Greek and Latin, and we have art class, music, and physical education 3 times a week, and we integrate a lot of the other academic areas so that we're able to teach history and social studies and geography and science in addition to the math and reading and writing that is standard. So, you know, we build a lot into the school day. But our staff, being Orthodox as well, they're focused on our students' development and their faith and spiritual life, which is, you know, unique compared to any other school in this area. And it impacts our approach to how the kids learn and the relationships we have with them. You know, in these early years when we're teaching them in preschool and elementary school, our overarching goals are for them to develop a love for learning, to develop critical thinking skills, and the beginnings of a strong spiritual life. And so, you know, we have prayer throughout the day. We begin in the church every morning together, and the children get to learn the seasonal liturgical hymns as well as the daily prayers. So we're building relationships with them in the Orthodox family of our school, which, you know, we really hope will remain with them throughout their life. So the children that come here, they're automatically given, you know, another extended family in the church. And I've seen many of our graduates come back, and they still have those friendships with each other. And it's just beautiful to witness the continuation of the friendships that they've began at the school.
Well, that's wonderful. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how the Agia Sophia Academy came to be?
Sure. We just finished our 13th year in operation. And so the school opened in September 2004. And before this, there was a steering committee that worked for over a year in planning the school. But it was put together by a variety of Orthodox Christian families and several clergy in the area. In Portland, we're really blessed to have a large pan-Orthodox community. There's many, many churches just in the greater Portland area, and so our school is not under one jurisdiction, but we're a pan-Orthodox school. But to start an Orthodox school, it takes a strong body of parents and also people with teaching backgrounds who are guiding the curriculum. And I would encourage, if people are interested in starting a school, to take their time with it, because you know, it's not a process you want to rush. You want to make sure that you're united as a group and that you're, you know, making decisions for the long term.
That's good advice. That's very, very sound advice. Could you tell us a little bit about the curriculum? I'm sure that's one of the things that the listeners are going to be interested in. Is it based on Orthodox Christian values?
The way in which we teach and our approach with the children all comes through our perspective as Orthodox Christians. Our curriculum, our reading, writing, science, social studies, those are not Orthodox Christian-based. I mean, we don't have resources like that. You know, I'll talk a little bit more about our faith curriculum, but for our academic curriculum, like our science program, for instance, we use the program called FOSS, and it's very hands-on, developmentally appropriate for our students. We've decided over the years, and it's changed a bit since the beginning too, but as we've gathered new resources, we've developed our curriculum and expanded it. So each area, like reading and writing, science, math, all those different areas have their own curriculum that we use. And we have a lot more details on our website about that. You know, I don't want to take up too much time with going over every piece of the academics here, although I'd love to talk more about it. But I'm guessing that people are also interested in the faith curriculum. And that's been developed through the teachers and the clergy that have been supporting us. But we follow a scope and sequence that includes all the main areas of feast days, saints, the sacraments, scripture, liturgical practices, and virtues. So we focus on a virtue of the month that as a whole school we're learning about. And they also learn different Bible verses that are related to that virtue. So we really encourage the learning of Scripture, Old and New Testament, and to set a high standard of reading Scripture among Orthodox Christians. So our curriculum is very customized, and it's also flexible to the individual needs of our students. So many families appreciate that about our school, that we're flexible to different student needs, and we also teach in a multi-age classroom environment.
Ah, interesting. Maybe talk a little bit about that multi-age classroom. My guess is that most of our listeners are going to be familiar with large public schools, let's say, where
right.
that's not done. Maybe you could explain just briefly about that.
Our classrooms are comprised of three grades each right now, although the grade groupings have shifted a bit over the years, depending on what our student numbers are for that year. But, you know, this coming year we have a class of kindergarten through second grade and then third through fifth grade. And our Montessori preschool is age 3 to 6, and so it also includes a kindergarten year within that program for students who go through that whole program. So we actually have two different kindergarten options for families depending on their needs. But the way that, you know, a multi-age classroom works is you have a lot of small group instruction, and the whole group instruction that you do have is differentiated or individualized for the different grade levels that you have. One of the benefits of a multi-age classroom is that you can be more flexible in your groupings with students. So, you know, if one student is higher in reading than in math, they can join with students who are at their same ability level in reading in their small group and then still be with their grade level in math. And within each classroom, each classroom takes on their own kind of family feel, because you have older children with younger children, and
mm-hmm.
so the older ones tend to take on more leadership in the classroom, and they care for each other. It's really beautiful to see how they interact and develop those relationships so closely. They can get into little conflicts and stuff, but they're also really caring toward one another, and they are protective of each other. So
very nice.
It's a very different atmosphere than you would find in a classroom of all third graders that are all kind of competing at the same level. Here, the kids are used to being with kids of different levels, and they enjoy working with each other, and they all have something to offer to the other person.
Well, you're the new principal, and maybe you could talk a little bit about what your focus will be as a new principal of this already existing school.
Yes, so I started out teaching here, and just last year I moved into this position, which I am continuing next year. And so my focus has been and will continue to be in guiding the school to the future and supporting our staff and families and students to be unified, to be a strong, you know, body of people that we're communicating well, that we're collaborating, and that we're always growing as a staff. And, you know, as new families join, we learn from each other. We have had some changes in the last few years, you know, me being new in leadership, and mm-hmm. we're also welcoming a new priest and their family to our church here at St. John's, where the school's located, and we're welcoming their family to the school as well. They have some young children, and so, you know, I think we're kind of in a new season right now with the school, and so we've started some new community building activities this year. We have school liturgies once a month, and so after those liturgies, we invite the parishioners and other families that have come to like a coffee hour that we host, which has been a really nice time to just talk with people and get to know more people in the church community here. We like to do lunch with the senior group. But in the long term, you know, our goal is to continue to grow naturally, and we want to add a middle school and would be our, you know, our big future long-term goal. Mm-hmm. You know, and in order to do that, you need a lot of families who are committed to that vision as well. And you need, right now, you know, we need more students in order to get to that point where we're ready for that. So I'm kind of focused on just strengthening the people that we have here and bringing in more to our community. I think we have a lot to offer families.
That's great.
Yeah.
So it's my understanding that Hagia Sophia Academy is open to people from other faiths also. So maybe you could talk a little bit about how that impacts the children, you know, what's the positive, what's the negative, or maybe there's no negative. Just if you could speak about that a little bit, I think it'd be very interesting.
Sure. Yeah, we do welcome families of all different faith backgrounds. Of course, most of our families are Orthodox. I'd say about 80% or more. You know, they may choose ASA for another reason, like our small class sizes or our more holistic approach to education, closer relationships with teachers, that kind of thing. But we respect their different faith backgrounds. And, you know, I've had students, when I was teaching, I've had students that are non-Orthodox, and, you know, they'll ask questions about what we're teaching in faith class. And, you know, I just present it as this is a learning opportunity for you to learn about what Orthodox Christians believe. And if they're being taught something different at home, we respect that. But they participate in our prayers. We haven't seen friction, like, in the classrooms between students because of that. They're just as welcome, and the children are just as loving to everybody. So I haven't seen it negatively affect their relationships. I've also seen the trend of having families come in who are not familiar with Orthodoxy, but then through their experience in the school, learn more about it and become interested in it.
Sure.
And we've actually had families convert to Orthodoxy through coming to the school. So I definitely think it's something to continue to do. You know, we need to have our doors open to whoever would like to come. It's very clear what our mission is and how it's integrated into the school day. So you can't really take out the Orthodox from the school. And if families aren't okay with that, then they're not going to sign up.
I think that's a wonderful way to end on a very missionary note. So thank you very much for joining us today on Orthodox Christian Network.
Thank you.
If you'd like to find out more about the Hagia Sophia Academy, I suggest you go to their website. It's simply ASAP, as in Paul, D as in dog, X.org. That's ASAPDX.org. And we'll have a link to that on the website here at the Orthodox Christian Network, myocn.net, and it will be associated with this particular broadcast, Come Receive the Light. I'm Mike Trout. Thank you for listening today. We are a regular outreach from OCN. The Orthodox Christian Network is a nonprofit ministry, and you can discover all of the ways you can join with us financially when you click on the donate button, again, at myocn.net. We'll be back next time with another fascinating conversation on Come Receive the Light. In the meantime, remember to always have faith in what you listen to.